Deadlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Stephanie and Leah with your 8 a.m. Deadlines. In local news, Queensland's surf lifesavers and lifeguards have been busy over the Easter holiday period. This weekend alone, they performed 42 rescues and over 5,000 preventative actions and over 170 first aid treatments. Surf Life Saving Queensland asks young people to not take any unnecessary risks when visiting the beach and released a list of safety tips for all beachgoers, including only swimming between the flags on patrolled beaches, supervising young children in the water, and never entering the water under the influence of alcohol and drugs.
Queensland education system is in crisis as resignation rates spike for teachers and teachers' aides. In the past 4 years alone, more than 12,000 teaching staff have resigned from state schools across Queensland, and the resignation rate is rising by 60%. CATR's Australian Party deputy leader, Nick D'Amato, says there needs to be improvements to the working conditions within Queensland schools, including more support, combating occupational violence, and reducing the workload for individual teachers. D'Amato forms part of the Parliamentary Education, Employment, Training and Skills Committee, who are currently reviewing the current education legislation, and will hand down a report on April 19th, which includes recommended amendments to the current bill.
In national news, the South Coast Rail Line is disrupted again following severe weather and recurring floods. Rail commuters say the disruption is all too familiar after trains between Bomaderry and Waterfall have been closed since Saturday. New South Wales Transport have quickly organised rail buses to accommodate to the people of the South Coast, and buses will continue to replace the trains until they fix the rails. The department are encouraging commuters to work from home or plan their days earlier than usual. The residents of the South Coast have gotten used to this considering they close the rails every time there are severe weather storms. The residents are hoping they replace and fix the tracks instead of putting a band-aid over it and hoping for the best.
Researchers have discovered strange radio signals from a once dormant star with a strong magnetic field, the Magnetar XTE J1810-197, using CSIRO's Parkes Radio Telescope Mirayang. This magnetar, a type of neutron star that produces polarized light, is the closest known to Earth, located about 8,000 light years away. Dr. Marcus Lower, a postdoctoral fellow at CSIRO, says results from their research were unexpected as this particular magnetar produced large amounts of fast-changing circular polarization. Dr. Manisha Caleb from the University of Sydney says it is extremely rare to detect radio signals from magnetars, but such emissions suggest interactions occurring at the star's surface are more complex than previously explained theories. Researchers suggest a superheated plasma above the magnetar's magnetic pole caused its unusual behavior, but how exactly the plasma is doing so is yet to be determined.
In international news, international human rights organizations are calling for an end to the indiscriminate bombing on civilian areas in the Philippines. These calls come after the Philippine Air Force bombed and fired rockets into the area of Capay Village in the Abra province on April 2nd, which forced the closure of schools and the evacuation of over 200 families. This aerial attack followed clashes between the New People's Army and the Philippine Army in a long-enduring civil conflict. Civilian victims of bombings have risen from around 2,000 in 2022 to over 20,000 in 2023, demonstrating a sharp increase in human rights violations under the new president of the Philippines, Ferdinand Marcos Jr. Although there are no civilian deaths reported from this most recent bombing, the massive upheaval and trauma is a significant burden for a farming community already suffering from inflation and drought.
For your weather today, Brisbane is currently mostly cloudy, with a sunny afternoon ahead. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 29. There is no fire danger rating, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4zzz.org.au.